All right, let's start reading. Vishas Kaviraj Goswami's explanation of the desire tree of devotional service. Bhakti Kalpat Charu. I take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who himself is the tree of transcendental love of Krishna, its gardener, and also the bestower and enjoyer of its fruits. Lord Chaitanya thought, my name is Vishvambara, one who maintains the entire universe. Its meaning will be actualized if I can fill the whole universe with love of Godhead. Thinking in this way, he accepted the duty of a planter and began to grow a garden in Navadvipa. Thus the Lord brought the desired tree of devotional service to this earth and became its gardener. He sowed the seed and sprinkled upon it the water of his will. Bear in mind, this is an out-of-world presentation, so you can understand Lord Chaitanya's contribution. Purport. In many places, devotional service has been compared to a creeper. One has to sow the seed of devotional creeper, bhakti lata, within his heart. As he regularly hears and chants, the seed will fructify and gradually grow into a mature plant, and then produce the fruit of devotional service, namely love of Godhead, which the gardener, Malaka, can then enjoy without impediments. When we think of this fruit of love of Godhead, we should understand that whether the mango is ripe or not ripe, it's still a mango. The point of that example is to enable us to understand that once we have begun our practice of bhakti yoga, we have perfection in our hand. It's just a question of realizing that. If we simply persist in devotional service, in due course of time, the mango will ripen. So you have the mango. It's just a question of how ripe it is. How long will you wait? Just like if you pick a fruit that's not exactly ripe, you then put it on the windowsill in the sun, so it'll ripen. But there's no doubt, this is a fruit, and it's meant to give its benefit. Similarly, even in the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, you have the mango, you have the fruit of love of Krishna. It's just a question of time. If you persist, that fruit will ripen, without a doubt. Now, you may wonder, how can I persist? How can I endure? How can I be patient in this world of upheavals and misunderstandings and miscommunication and strife? How can I go the distance in Krishna consciousness? Some of our devotees are old, some are very young. Perhaps the young ones are thinking, oh, I'm 18 or 19 now. Can I do this all my life? How long can I control my senses? How long can I associate with these persons who, from a material point of view, I probably wouldn't associate? Maybe the older ones think, well, I've been doing this a long time. Will I get the result? The fact is, we have the fruit of the love of God. If we persist, through proper endeavor, we will taste that sweetness of the love of Krishna, without a doubt. Lord Chaitanya sowed the seed, and he sprinkled upon that seed the water of his will. Krishna is independent. He can give Krishna consciousness to whomever he wants. He's not obligated. In one sense, everyone gets the Lord's mercy. The name Vishvambara means one who maintains the entire universe. That's being done in terms of the material necessities. In that sense, everyone is getting Krishna's mercy. But for the special mercy, love of Godhead, that is something else. Therefore, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is explaining Lord Chaitanya's thoughts. How is Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami able to explain Lord Chaitanya's thoughts? Because he has the mercy of the great Vaishnavas, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Sri Dhamma Goswami recorded all the pastimes of our Lord Chaitanya into notes. And then Raghunath Das Goswami memorized those notes and repeated them to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who memorized them and then composed Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this most beautiful literature is the product of submissiveness in the succession. Devotion so powerful that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is able to understand the thoughts of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is thinking, it's one level to maintain the universe in terms of material necessities, but the real meaning of Vishvambara, the maintainer, will be when I fill the whole universe with love of Godhead. Krishna can do that if he desires. He can cause anyone to take an interest in him. It's all up to Krishna. He's not obligated. How did you begin your devotional service? Often it happened because of some unknown devotional activity you performed in a previous lifetime. Unknowingly, you did something that was devotional service to Krishna. And as a result, in this life, you get a chance to serve Krishna alone. What determines who gets that opportunity and who doesn't? Krishna has his own will. The fact is, Krishna is the supreme controller. We're dependent on Krishna. Krishna does what he likes according to his desire. There's no formula that Krishna has to adhere to. He's a person with will. Lord Chaitanya waters the seed of the desire tree of devotional service, bhakti kalpatru. He waters that seed with his own will. He's willing, let the universe fill up with love of Krishna. Because of that will of Lord Chaitanya, we're going on distributing Krishna consciousness. It is not our concoction. This is the will of Lord Chaitanya. And if we join together to honor that will of Lord Chaitanya, certainly we'll see the results. Lord Chaitanya began his Sankirtan movement in Navadvipa, even as a baby. He got the name Gaura Hari because as a little baby, he would cry until all the ladies surrounding him would chant Hare Krishna. As soon as they would chant Hare Krishna, he would stop crying. So in this way, he started his Sankirtan movement as a baby. Using every opportunity to get people to chant Hare Krishna. He would cry and cry. But as soon as the ladies would start chanting Hare Krishna, he would stop. They said, oh, your name is Gaura Hari. You're golden, and as soon as you hear the name Hari, you stop crying. So that's how the Sankirtan movement began, with a crying baby. That same golden baby, his spiritual form, apparently grew up. And he would wander through Navadvipa with Sankirtan parties. And then, of course, after he took sannyas, he wandered through South India to Vrindavan, back to Jagannathpuri, chanting Hare Krishna. So this is how Lord Chaitanya planted the seed of the tree of devotional service. How do we water our own creeper of devotion, which is in our heart? Regularly hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Then the seed will blossom. We get the seed from Krishna's devotee. At the time of initiation, the seed, Bhakti Lata Bij, is given officially. The Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of devotion, consists of the instructions given through the Siddha succession for how to perfect your life in the processes of devotional service. So, you get that seed, and you water that seed by regularly hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Krishna. Then the seed starts to fructify. It grows into a mature plant, and then you get the fruit of devotional service, the love of Krishna. And that fruit can be tasted by you without any material impediments. So we'll stop here for a little. Okay. 8 minutes of bhajan and chanting Hare Krishna, and then we'll read some more. Who's first? Thank you. next chapter. Start reading now from text 26. Since Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original trunk, the taste of the fruits that grew on the branches and sub-branches surpassed the taste of nectar. The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed them without asking any price. All the wealth in the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. Interesting point that people are mad after wealth, but just one fruit of Lord Chaitanya's tree cannot be bought with all the wealth of all the upper, middle, and lower financial systems. That is real wealth, real value. So what can that fruit of devotional service be like if all the wealth in the cosmos is not enough to pay for one? This should make us think about the taste of devotional service. Devotional service is so powerful that even Krishna agrees to come under its control. That is how powerful bhakti is. We especially remember that point during the month of Kartik, in which the Lord shows how he's not bound by the rope of Mother Yasoda, he's actually bound by her love. This is how inconceivably powerful bhakti is. And Lord Chaitanya's tree grows the nectarian fruit of devotional service, bhakti yoga. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit and who unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. Purport. This is the sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There's no distinction made between those who are fit and those who are not fit to hear or take part in the Sankirtan movement. It should therefore be preached without discrimination. The only purpose of the preachers of the Sankirtan movement must be to go on preaching without restriction. That is the way in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this Sankirtan movement to the world. Lord Chaitanya is showing by his example how the fruits of love of God are distributed. He did not consider who asked for it, who didn't ask, who was fit, who was not fit. He just distributed it without discrimination. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, as preachers of the Sankirtan movement, our only purpose is that we should go on preaching without restriction. That means just widely distribute. That is following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. The transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed a handful after a handful of fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Lord Chaitanya is showing us what actual joy is to distribute love of God. This joy is so extraordinary that Krishna himself wants to taste what it's like to distribute Krishna consciousness. We want this mood to catch all the devotees. Distributing Krishna consciousness, smiling with great satisfaction to see the hungry people eating the fruits of love of God. This is the experience that will enliven us. The more selfless we are in Krishna consciousness, the more happy we'll be. It's very difficult to be happy when one is selfish. The more that we sacrifice for the mission of Lord Chaitanya, the more we'll know what true happiness is. Whether we're young or old, if we can sacrifice our circumstances for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya, certainly we'll know what real happiness is. And Lord Chaitanya is setting that example. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multifarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. Since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. Purport. It is our experience in the material world that trees stand in one place. But in the spiritual world, a tree can go from one place to another. Remember that about the spiritual world. And you know that you can watch. Therefore, everything in the spiritual world is called alaukika, uncommon or transcendental. Another feature of such a tree is that it can act universally. In the material world, the roots of a tree go deep within the earth to gather food. But in the spiritual world, the twigs, branches, and leaves of the upper portion of the tree can act like roots. Another thing to watch. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus, as they grow, they spread all over the world. Now Lord Chaitanya is speaking about himself. I am only the gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? What is Lord Chaitanya indicating by saying that? Purport. Here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates that the distribution of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should be performed by combined forces. Although he is the Supreme Personality Godhead, he laments, how can I act alone? How can I alone pick the fruits and distribute it all over the world? This indicates that all classes of devotees should combine to distribute the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without consideration of the time, place, or situation.
Thank you.
Be a very laborious task to pick the fruits and distribute them alone. And still I suspect that some would receive them and others would not. I can see by Lord Chaitanya's thinking how to use your intelligence in Krishna's service. To always think how everyone can receive Krishna consciousness in the most effective way. Srila Prabhupada was once explaining how everyone in the world wants peace, shanti. The karmic workers want peace. They think their karmic acquisitions will bring them peace of mind. The gyanis want peace. They think by metaphysical speculation and construing themselves to be the impersonal Brahman, they think they'll get peace in that way. The mystic yogis want peace. They think that by the development of mystic powers that they'll finally be satisfied. No one gets the peace, though. Srila Prabhupada explained, only the devotees are peaceful because they're always thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they actually know what is peace. This is certified by Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakta Nishtham Atayeva Shanta Bhakti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakaliya Shanta. The enjoyers in material life, they want peace, they don't get it. Those who want liberation, they want peace, they don't get it. Those wanting siddhas, yogic perfection, they want peace, they don't get it. Only the Krishna Bhakta gets peace. Because the Krishna Bhakta has no desire except Krishna's desire. By hearing Lord Chaitanya and understanding this tree of devotional service, Bhakti Kalpa Puru, we can feel invigorated with the desire of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. And that way, we can taste what is peace. And the more we resolve ourselves to assist the Lord in fulfilling His desire, then the more peaceful we'll remain. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. In this connection, there's a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ene chia shodhi maya nashi varalagi Hare nama maha mantra lao tu vimahi Bhaktivinoda prabhu chalane padiya Se hare nama mantra noila majiya. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter, and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not the material body, he is spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. Think about that. You have a spiritual need, instead of presumption. You have a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. How are we going to fulfill that need? We think of so many needs that we have. Most people, at least in New Zealand, don't have to worry about food or shelter. But then you worry about your inner needs, the needs of the mind, the needs of the body, material desires, gross and so. But now we find out what's really bugging us. We have spiritual needs. Try to feel it. I have a need to be eternally blissful. I have a need to be full of knowledge. Try to feel that. Then we can come alive. But unfortunately, he identifies himself with the body. Sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities. Like you can look at the children. They're playing with the colored pencils and their coloring books. Now, I don't see any of the adults doing that. If while I'm speaking, one of the adults sat down with all this. Because the body is different, therefore the consciousness is different. Still, when we identify with the body, no matter what type of body we have, we feel quite natural. She feels natural doing this. This is what you're supposed to do. She's got no doubts. No identity crises at all. The thing to do in life is to take pencils and sit on your knees and color. What's the problem? But none of you will do that. None of you are going to sit on your knees and color a paper and then pass it back for someone else to look at. Because your body is different. your consciousness is different. Still, no matter how the body is different and the consciousness is different, you identify with all that. And thus, one becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. This is the situation of so-called civilization today. No one is worried about the next life. They've forgotten all about the past life. I don't remember, so it didn't happen. So many things you have forgotten. Does that mean it never happened? You can't remember your moment of birth. You can only remember, most of you, vaguely when you were doing what this little girl is doing, coloring things. You can vaguely remember them. But you accept it happened. So why is it that you reject the reality of your past life just because you can't remember it? You may remember, you may not remember. It happened. And what about the next life? No one cares. What will happen will happen. I'm not such a bad person. I'm not the greatest saint, but you know, there's a lot worse than me. I'll be all right. Whatever is good will come to me. In this way, people are voluntarily setting themselves up for such tragedy. I remember I was on a walk, morning walk once with Srila Prabhupada, and a devotee asked him, what is the destination of most people in this day and age, in their next life? And Srila Prabhupada explained that most people will be heading into the animal species. And then he explained that when you go into the animal species, it's not just that you become a dog or you become a horse and that's it. Back up to the human form of life. No. You have to become every type of dog, every type of horse, every type of fish. This is why it's such a tragedy to lose the human form of life and go back to rotating in the cycle of lower species. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. I recommend everyone tries this when you come before the deities. Actually beg for the Hare Krishna Mantra. Don't take it for granted that you have it. Oh yes, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I got my bag. Hare Krishna. Actually beg for the real name. Come before Sisi Gaurdasai and beg. You please, give me the Hare Krishna Mantra so I can actually chant the holy name. With feeling. You please give me that holy name. I beg you. If every day you come before their lordships and beg like that, then it's much easier to know what is Krishna consciousness. Okay, 8 minutes. Thank you. I am only the gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? Purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced so many fruits of devotional service that they must be distributed all over the world. Otherwise, how could he alone relish and taste each and every fruit? The original reason that Lord Sri Krishna descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to understand Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. The fruits of the tree of devotional service were innumerable, and therefore he wanted to distribute them unrestrictedly to everyone. Once again, through this allegory, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving his insight into the thoughts and feelings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Why should I be the only one to taste this nectar? Let everyone taste. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada reminds us that the original reason that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya was to understand Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. Krishna wondered, what's it like to have the position of Srimati Radharani, the position of a lover of Krishna? What is the happiness she's feeling as she loves Krishna? What is that sweetness that she's tasting? To answer those questions, Krishna assumed the mood and complexion of his dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani, and came as Lord Chaitanya. As the Shastra says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Narayana. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. This is explained very beautifully by Srila Rupa Goswami in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That verse is quoted, Anarpita Charyam Chara Karunaya Vachyana Kalau Samarpayantu Unatodrala Rasam Sahakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Jyuti Kadamba Sandipita Sarat Vilaya Kandare Spuratu Ha Shachi Nandana. There were many previous incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but none were so generous, kind, and magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For he distributed the most confidential aspect of devotional service, namely the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada desires that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live perpetually in the hearts of all devotees, for thus they can understand and relish the loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. That is the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement, that we join the pastimes of Krishna. Why is everyone so attracted to this boy, girl, man, woman relationship? Why does everyone want to enjoy in that way? Because we are part of Krishna. We have that tendency because the same tendency is there in Krishna unlimitedly. So Krishna comes and shows his pastimes and invites you. You like boy, girl affairs? You like man, woman affairs? Come, join my dance. That's what Krishna is doing with his special pastimes. Those special pastimes that Lord Krishna shows in this world amaze even Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. Not simply Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, but even Krishna's pastimes with the queens of Dwarka. This amazes even Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. Those pastimes are relished by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee. Lord Chaitanya does not like to be addressed as Krishna because that's violating his mood. His mood is that he's the devotee of Krishna. He's feeling separation from Krishna, just like Srimati Radharani and the gopis felt separation from Krishna when he was away from Vrindavan. We'll do one last verse. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Krishna has desire, just like we have desire. We're tiny creatures, and we take our desires to be so important. Krishna is an unlimited person, and he has unlimited desires. And also, Krishna has the unlimited means to fulfill his unlimited desires. Therefore, Krishna is always peaceful. We're so tiny, and we have such tiny, small fry desires, yet we have complete difficulty in fulfilling our desires. This is how tiny we are. Such problems there are just to fulfill our little tiny desires. But Krishna has unlimited desires and the unlimited means to satisfy all his desires. By his transcendental desire, Lord Chaitanya wants the fruits of love of God tasted by everyone. Based on that desire of Lord Chaitanya, we're working hard to give everyone Krishna consciousness. We want everyone to have the opportunity to taste the fruits of love of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and engaging in devotional service to the Lord. You notice in this chapter, there's not talk about believing in Krishna. There's not talk about identifying with Krishna consciousness as your religious belief in terms of an idea or a theory. Everything is about taste. When you get a nice, luscious fruit, you just want to suck on it. You want to chew it. So, love of God is a dynamic, active experience that involves your senses. Devotee means devotional service. The more our day and night is full of Krishna conscious sense objects, the more we can taste what is love of Krishna. Purport. God is unlimited, and his desires are also unlimited. This example of unlimited fruits is factually appropriate, even within the material context. For with the goodwill of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there can be enough fruits, grains, and other foods thus produced, so that all the people in the world could not finish them if they ate 10 times their capacity. Srila Prabhupada is skillfully making the point that even in terms of the material world and material things, there's enough fruits, grains, and other foodstuffs produced so that all the people in the world couldn't finish them, even if they ate 10 times their capacity. By the goodwill of the Supreme Personality of God. I was explaining somewhere, I believe it was in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, maybe also in Wellington. There's no hunger problem in this world. Some people were shocked when I mentioned that. No hunger problem? My dear sir, there are countries where people are not getting enough to eat. They're starving. Certainly not New Zealand. We're very fortunate here. But there are places in the world where severe food problems. So I pointed out one fact, and everyone was astonished. There's no hunger problem. There's just mismanagement and false desire. I gave them the statistic that if you want to feed off of 1 hectare of land, if you want to fulfill people's yearly protein requirements, how many persons does 1 hectare of land do it for? That means fulfilling their yearly requirements for protein off 1 hectare. If they're meat eaters, 1 hectare of land will only support for a year's supply of protein 1 person. 1 meat eater. That's it. Now, if you grow soybeans on that 1 hectare of land, How many persons can be supported with a yearly supply of protein?
40.
So it's 40 to 1 already. Now take that same hectare and grow spirulina. Everyone knows what spirulina is? How many people can get their yearly protein off of 1 hectare of spirulina? 1,000. So you got 40 to 1, now it's 1,000 to 1. Of course, people will say, I'm not going to eat spirulina all my life. I want a Big Mac. Well, that's the problem. Mismanagement and artificial desire. Did you know that if you just take half the landmass of the North Island of New Zealand and grew spirulina, you know how many people in this world you could feed with their yearly protein requirement? 6 billion. Just half the landmass of North Island could feed 6 billion people their yearly protein requirement. We grew spirulina. So, let's talk about hunger problem, food problem. You just have mismanagement. So, Prabhupada's making the point here that the example of unlimited fruits of love of God is factually appropriate even within the material context. Krishna can easily arrange to feed more than 10 times the current world appetite. So therefore, Prabhupada makes the point that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta doesn't have to respond to me. In this material world, there's actually no scarcity of anything but Krishna consciousness. If people become Krishna conscious, by the transcendental will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there'll be enough foodstuffs produced so that people will have no economic problems at all. One can very easily understand this fact. The production of fruits and flowers depends not upon our will, but upon the Supreme will of the Personality of Godhead. So this allegory of the tree of love of God, bhakti kalpa tree, desire tree of devotional service, it even has material ramifications. Let us meditate on how there's no shortage of anything in this world except Krishna consciousness. Let us beg Shichi Gaurinathai that we can take their desire in our heart to distribute this Krishna consciousness to everyone, so everyone can taste the fruits of love of Krishna. So tomorrow we'll be discussing the effects of those fruits, the symptoms of love of Krishna, what happens when you sink your teeth into one of those fruits and taste the juice, what are the symptoms you display. We'll be discussing those verses tomorrow. So, and we'll have our chanting tomorrow. If others like to chant, come on. We'll have that. Hare Krishna, glory to you.
Before you start, Prabhupada Maharaj, please.